Boy, that's Taylor Swift. I like that.
You know that?
I need a little bit of that after.
Well,
that was a very, very important show, but a little sobering, too.
You know, part of my ritual coming on here once a week is I drive in. So far, you know, I haven't been hitchhiking to this point. That's coming,
That's
though. I'll do whatever it takes.
To get here.
Anyway, and I listen to the show, and sometimes I laugh, and sometimes I bite my lip, and I was doing some lip biting. I mean, that was really interesting.
That story Jenny Witte told about her decisions that she and her husband had to make about her family.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I got that. And
that's real living.
I'll tell you what, they're doing stuff out there.
Yeah, they are. But meantime.
Well, yes.
Taylor Swift.
She's on.
A phenom.
She is the pop sensation. She is the 23-year-old superstar singer, songwriter, America's sweetheart.
Who's worth like $44 billion, I read in the paper today. Just crazy.
At least.
Crazy success.
At least. So young and pretty and perky and incredibly talented.
And not just one show, but two shows.
Yeah, yeah. Two shows. Friday. Saturday night. The fun gets started at 7 o'clock downtown at Sprint Center.
Can you still get tickets?
Maybe.
if you're nice.
If you're nice. I think you can.
Sure. Flash a 20. It'd
be harder to get a front row ticket for 20.
Yeah, I bet.
But, you know, here's something I wanted to mention about her. Have you noticed, have you seen here, it's been on TV, it's been online, you know, she recently did a big stadium show for 55,000 fans in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Is that right?
And, you know, Taylor Swift is known for writing these breakup songs that may well be about one or more of her ex-boyfriends. She's rather famous for that penchant. Well, you go back to 1973, and a very talented singer-songwriter by the name of Carly Simon, you remember she did You're So Vain.
Yes, she did.
The ultimate, arguably the best breakup song.
But Taylor wasn't even born in 1973.
I dare say no, she was not. In any event, just the other night, Taylor Swift had Carly Simon on stage.
Oh, really?
They shouted more than sang.
Really?
I would say You're So Vain. Yeah, check that out online. And there was a little interview, a little video that they did together, and my gosh, I didn't know that Carly Simon was such a big influence on Taylor Swift. Swift said of Carly Simon, "When I heard You're So Vain, I just thought that is the best song that has ever been written. That is the most direct way anyone has ever addressed a breakup. It's amazing." So it's an inspiration.
That's neat.
By the way, who's You're So Vain about? Who is Carly singing about?
Warren Beatty.
I think it's got to be Warren Beatty. I mean, it could be Mick Jagger.
I know these things.
Well, but see, it's sort of an open secret. I think it's got to be Warren Beatty. Anyway, Taylor Swift, maybe they should record You're So Vain together. She should do it this weekend at the Sprint. Have fun with Taylor this
All
week.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. And what do we have here?
Are you moving to this yet?
I'm
dancing to
get
it?
There.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's Universal Circus. It's the big top, big tent circus right next to Starlight Theater in Swope Park. It sets up today. It's probably already set to go. You got shows. Even as we speak, would you believe, even as these words are being uttered, they have a performance taking place right now under the big top next to Starlight Theater.
That's what big tops do. Lots of shows all day long.
That's right. They got shows tonight, and they got several shows on Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
10:30, 7:30, 10:30, 4:30, 7:30, all day long they're doing shows.
Yeah, you really can't miss it. If you're driving by, I'd pull in and have a good time. Okay, compared to
like...
I love
small circuses, by the way. Love them.
We say it's small. It's small, relatively speaking.
To Barnum and Bailey, yeah.
Absolutely. And another word for that would be intimate. It's a real get-together with a genuine community feel in a circus setting.
I like that.
I like that, too. It's known for a high level of performer-audience interaction. The way they bill it, and I think it's accurate, they say humor, hip-hop, morality, and family. And one more thing, tiger tamer John Sanchez of Ecuador, he gets in the cage with eight, count them, eight tigers.
Yikes! For a little change of pace.
The listening hour.
Yes.
Oh, well, now that's actually Puccini's Madame Butterfly.
Yes, it is.
All you opera fans know that. Now, you non-opera fans maybe don't know that, but here's the thing. You're not going to get...
Does that tiger tamer deal with the butterflies at the circus?
What did you just say?
I'm trying to connect the last thing with the current thing.
Well, actually, I connected it because when that gal started singing in that high voice, I thought the tiger tamer had bit it. I thought, wow, you guys are good here, this production. Anyway, we're playing a little old-fashioned music as an opposite of what you're going to get at the Kansas City Opera Institute's inaugural concert, which takes place at 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday nights at the Arts Asylum, downtown 1000 East 9th Street. It's basically pre-professional singers, people who maybe have a degree in music and they love music and they like to perform the opera, but they haven't gotten over that professional hump yet. Well, they're going to be performing scenes in short one-act operas in modern settings. These are modern, late 20th century, early, since we're in the early 21st century operas. And this is kind of a big deal, not just to go see this. It's free. It's absolutely free. They're trying to grow the community of singers who love opera and listeners who love opera.
You just know your stuff, don't you?
With your help, I can do anything.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills, but the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your
and Adult Evening with Shel Silverstein.
On the cover of the Rolling Stone, one of many fun novelty
hits. He wrote
hits.
Songs. He wrote all those kids' books.
Poet. Songwriter.
Amazing
guy.
He
also wrote A Boy Named Sue for Johnny Cash. This was Dr. Hook.
Is that right?
Yes, yes. He also wrote Sylvia's Mother for Dr. Hook, as he wrote this for Dr. Hook.
So what is this?
Okay, anyway, Shel Silverstein, cartoonist, screenwriter, children's book author, The Giving Tree, The Sidewalk Never Ends. He is also a guy who does adult. He's no longer with us, but he did adult humor. So you can go see An Adult Evening of Shel Silverstein. It's called A Playwright Slam / Staged Reading of Words by Silverstein. Okay, and it's featuring Fish Tank Performance Studio acting apprentices. Where? Trust me, it'll be fun. 8:30 tonight, nightly through Sunday at the Fish Tank Performance Studio, downtown 17th and Wyandotte. Something different.
If you
different.
Haven't read The Giving Tree to your kids, you haven't read the right book yet.
Oh. Yeah.
Rush! Don't walk. Rush to see Rush. Prague rock kingpins from yesteryear.
Great name for a rock group.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess so.
They're still around.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Almost 20 years ago, they were inducted into the Canadian Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but it took them until this year to finally get into the real Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, if I can say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Rush, 7:30, Sunday night, Sprint Center. The faithful will be there. If you're remotely curious, if you've never seen them, check them out.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Very nice job.
Yep.
Tomorrow on the show, our art, independent, foreign, and documentary film critics are back. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Caitlin Brennan, and Sangeeta Shastri. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date. Thank you, stars.